Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Curtis. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Curtis. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sizemore fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cox catches it and throws to second with Foley covering, to double up Brock. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball four. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sizemore fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. McBride steals second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally spins and fires to second, with Foley covering, and McBride is picked off. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reitz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAnally moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torrey fields it and throws to second for the out. McAnally moves to third. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis bunts in front of the plate. Stinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Cox covering, for the double play. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cox moves to second. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAnally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre is hit by the pitch. Simmons moves to second. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Torre moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Cox covering, for the out. Torre scores. Dwyer moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tyson is walked intentionally. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tyson. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Tyson steals second. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtis hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to third. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tyson hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-3 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bailey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 2, Cardinals, 2. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Breeden moves to second. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Al Raboski now pitching. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Blake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Barry Foote. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lentz moves to third. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lentz scores. Hunt moves to second. It's 3-2, Expos. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunt moves to third. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-4 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunt scores. Davis moves to second. It's 4-2, Expos. Mike Garman now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Montague now pitching. Boots Day now playing left field. Tim McCarver pinch hits for Ken Wrights. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cruz pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith pinch hits for Mike Garman. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.